Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
What's up, Marcus?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, man, tell us why you need our help.
Basically, I have this girl, Keisha, that, you know, I was talking to, and she just kind of MIA. I don't know what happened. Like,
so, MIA, like, how often did you guys go out? A lot or just once or what?
Yeah, I mean, we would hook up, you know, weekly spaces. I basically, you know, like, she just would get up with her, like, every Monday, because that's what I had in my schedule for her. And, you know, everything was going good for the first couple of weeks, and then I just stopped hearing from her. She stopped returning my phone calls, texts, emails. Not like, you know, I'm a bad guy or anything. You know, I'm a cat. You know, these ladies out here in the street, you know, they want to be with me. So, you know, I gave her a shot, and she's messing her shot up.
You sound like a cat.
Yeah. Is there anything that happened last time you guys hung out that possibly would have thrown her off? I mean, I doubt it because you are a catch, but was there?
No, I mean, the last time we hooked up, you know, she came over, she cleaned up my house for me, you know, did some dishes and stuff like that.
Why? Is this a date?
Does she work for Merry Maids?
This is how I get down, you know, this is what the ladies do for me, you know,
I wouldn't
you
call
know,
you
like
either.
They like to take care of me, you know, I'm a pleaser, she came over, she's like, you know, clean up your house for you, and you know, do a little bit of laundry, make sure you're living good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take my guess as to why she's not calling.
Nice.
You know what? We'll give her a call next, all right?
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
So, Pebbles, we just spoke to Marcus. Sounds like a great... He said, according to him, he's a catch.
And Yeah,
he said he hung out with his girl, Keisha, a couple times. And he doesn't get it. After their last date of her cleaning his house and doing his laundry and taking care of him, all of a sudden, she's gone. It just doesn't make sense.
You know, racking my brain over here, I have no idea.
Do you tip her when she leaves, Marcus?
You know, I'm a big fish. You know, I'm a big fish. I'm a big cat.
Man.
All right.
Okay, just stay quiet. We're going to call her up and find out right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Keisha?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, perfect. We have Keisha. Keisha, please do not hang up. So we are, we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. And we're calling you because somebody contacted us about you, somebody who likes you a lot.
Wait, I don't understand. This is the radio?
Yeah. So what it is somebody contacted us to call you because they like you and they would love to take you out on a date. And we're willing to pay for whatever date you choose. So whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, we'll take care of it as long as you go out with this person who contacted us.
Do I have to be on the radio?
I mean, that's neither here nor there. Not for the date. No, definitely not for the date. So here's the deal. Now, the guy is actually somebody who you know from your past. His name is Marcus, and you went out with him a couple times already.
Oh, my God. That piece of
shit. Love that reaction.
I don't know. Well, it might be a different piece of shit. Let's see. Is he the guy that last time you saw him, you cleaned his house and did his laundry?
I am not interested in going on any more dates with him. I'm all set. Thank you for the offer. I'm good.
Wow.
What do you mean you're all set?
Okay, wow.
Here we go.
You got to hang so quick.
Marcus,
hold on.
Keisha,
Marcus is on the phone. And Marcus, you were supposed to wait.
I don't understand. She means she's all set.
Why are you calling me?
What do you mean you're all set? I'm the one that pencils you in my calendar.
Oh,
you know.
Geez.
Hold on. Marcus?
Yes.
Didn't I already block you on Facebook, Instagram, text messaging? Why are you having the radio call on my phone?
I want to know why you blocked me, text me, and I just want to know what's going on.
What do you mean? Don't know? Are you that dumb? You don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At your crib last time and you couldn't find your phone, you had asked me to hit you up. Remember when I called your phone and I picked it up in my hand? This motherfucker has my name saved as Monday Ho in his cell phone.
Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it. Really? Stop it.
I told you I pictured you in my calendar. I don't know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. He had you as Monday Ho?
Yeah, as in the day of the week.
Right, because you're my Monday Ho.
Okay.
Wow.
What?
So you guys, I just have a question. So you only saw each other on Mondays?
Yeah, but it was only a couple weeks out of notice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just, hey, okay, let me see you again next week.
Well, see, you're not like a Tuesday or Wednesday Ho, you know?
And
you're
definitely like that a mean? Friday Ho. What?
You're definitely not.
First
like
of all, why are you calling her a hoe?
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean. I don't mean like a hoe. Like, I'm not calling her because she's not a hoe.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, really? Because it sure sounds like it.
Wait, do you have like a girl for each day of the week?
I do, yes. That's how I do it.
Can I ask, what would differentiate a Monday hoe between a Tuesday and Wednesday hoe? Like, what's the difference?
Because my Wednesday hoe is like my chill hoe. That's just when I just chill. You know, I need to relax and I
want
to.
That's your hump day hoe.
Right. And then, so, you know, Mondays, Keisha was perfect because she does the laundry, she cleans, and she helps me get things together at my house for the other days of the week for my other homes.
So, jeez. You know,
and he's wondering why she ain't calling him back. That's a good one.
So, what's up, Keisha? Come on now. You know you ain't supposed to be playing these games. Come back on over. You know, if you don't want to be calling, I won't call. I'll just call you.
Marcus, right? I'm about to block this number, just like I blocked every other number you called.
I don't want to hear from you again.
I don't want no free date. I don't want nothing from you. I'm hanging out.
Wait, hold on. Keisha.
Wait.
Will you give Marcus another date? It has to be on Monday, apparently.
No.
You know, I'm appalled. I'm appalled. I gave you my time. I gave you my loving. You know, is this how you gonna do me?
Marcus, she hung up.
You know, it's just appalling. You know, you try to treat a woman good these days.
Is that what you're doing?
How about stop calling us hoes?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Always make sure that you love your kids and you let the person that you're dating know that, okay? Always, because it always works out. Loving your children can never be a negative thing. Forget everything I just said. Sometimes loving your children is the worst thing you can do in a relationship. You'll hear what I'm saying tomorrow morning, 8:10, second date up. They're right here. Get up, you hot 96.